Through the Stream Bank Protection Program, the Department of Natural Resources purchases easements from landowners. The DNR takes over the land management in exchange for public access to streams that are popular with anglers. The program has been around for a long time, but in the last state budget, the legislature gave it a financial boost. The DNR now has a goal to acquire 100 miles of stream bank easements in the next year and a half. It's anticipated to cost $6.3 million. The DNR is concentrating efforts around the Driftless region and a smaller area near Kettle Moraine State Forest, where trout and bass streams are abundant. Paul Cunningham is a DNR fisheries ecologist.
These are some of our highest quality streams that represent some of our premier fisheries. And the goal of the program is really to purchase angling and recreational access to these streams and protect water quality and fish habitat as well.
The DNR has plenty of help identifying potential sellers, including Trout Unlimited. Western Great Lakes Conservation Coordinator Duke Welter is working with landowners in Vernon County. He says it's a great place to start because of the area's strong conservation history.
We're going to pass on a healthy stream that our grandkids will have access to fish. It's a project now, but it's a legacy that we're hopeful that people want to leave.
Welter says the fishing industry already gives small driftless communities an economic boost, and he says adding more public land for anglers could help it grow. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.